This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Next Saturday, Tim Burke's nearly quarter century as chairman of the Hamilton County Democratic Party will end. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about Burke's tenure in the position. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Tim Burke has survived in this position a long time. How was he able to do that, and what's he accomplished in those 25 years?
Well, it's not easy to survive in that position. That's a very difficult position to be the chairman of the Democratic Party at the county level, the state level, the national level, whatever, just because it's such a diverse party and there's so many factions that you have to keep juggling. And he's done a pretty masterful job of it. I mean, he's a very good, very smart political strategist, and he's no doubt, I mean, he's made some people mad in some parts of the party over the years over things, but he's been able to keep it together. And over those 24 years, and he is not the only reason, but he is at least part of the reason, the Democratic Party has grown into a competitive party. It was not 24 years ago. It was totally dominated by the Hamilton County Republican Party. And now we know, obviously, that that's not the case.
So why leave now?
He's 70 years old, and he's still practicing law, has a pretty thriving law practice that he wants to get back to, and the party chairman's job doesn't pay anything, and he wants to be able to spend a little more time with his wife, Patty, and his family, and do things that he wants to do. I mean, it's a very time-consuming job for which you are not paid.
Yeah, that's a rarity, isn't it?
It is.
So who chooses his replacement? What happens next?
What happens is on Saturday at a UAW hall in Evendale, all of the precinct executives, and there were 280 of them who were elected in the May primary, they will come together, or as many of them as show up, and they will take a vote. They will nominate candidates for his replacement. They'll take a vote and they'll choose not only the chair but the vice chairs and other party officers.
So you say they're going to nominate candidates, but you know who some of those nominations are going to be. Who's likely to be nominated?
Well, for one, Cheryl Grant, former municipal court judge, she has said that she is going to run. She's older than Tim Burke. She's at age 74 right now. And the unusual pairing of Connie Pillage, the former state representative who was running for governor earlier this year, and Gwen McFarland, who is a Springfield Township trustee, are coming together to run as a team, as co-chairs. And that's going to be interesting. And it would appear to me, at least from the outside and from the people I've talked to, that they have the advantage going in. Now, anybody can be nominated from the floor of this meeting on Saturday, but it would appear that Pillage and McFarland have a very strong advantage.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think it's because, number one, they're both well-known. It would give representation to the African-American community, the wing of the party, which has been steadfastly loyal but hasn't had many opportunities to have leadership positions, and Gwen McFarland would fill that. You would have two women running. And, that would be a first.
So it is the first time two women would run the party if they win?
Oh, yes. It would be the first time that, women. And it would also be the first time that two, co-chairs would be from the suburbs and not from the city of Cincinnati, because Pillage is from Montgomery. Obviously, McFarland is from Springfield Township. This is not so unusual. There's been three times in the past, in the fairly recent past, that the party has had co-chairs. but they've all involved males, you know. And this would be the first time that you would be talking about females running the party operation.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson. I do want to mention one thing before you even say that. We want to remind everybody, you talked about this with Tim Burke and Dan Hurley on Cincinnati Edition last week.
We did.
And that's available online if you'd like to take a listen to the a little longer description and hear Tim's stories as well.
It was an interesting discussion with him. Yes.
Yeah, that'll be at WVXU. That is at WVXU.org. Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.